Today is Friday, January 24th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Beer Can Appreciation Day. It's National Compliment Day, so everyone compliment me, please. I accept compliments via text message at 479-221-9393. I also accept compliments via Blue Sky. And I don't remember what my, I think it's Adam Burns UK. Let me see. I never can get geeky gay when I get, because I wait too long. I don't go to these new sites quickly enough. And other people get geeky gay. But let's see, I am adamburnsuk.bsky.social. I don't know if you need all that, but there you go. Also, it is National Peanut Butter Day, so I do enjoy peanut butter. We don't keep peanut butter around because we will eat it. I know that's the point of keeping food around, is food that you'll eat, but it's one of those high-calorie foods that we would just end up snacking on all the time. And even though it is nutritious and delicious, it's calorific. So it probably would not be good to keep around all the time. Occasionally, we will buy a jar. It will go pretty fast, and that's it. All right, contact. We have a message from Lucy. Lucy says, hey, it's Lucy. I wanted to answer a couple of your questions. My nephew is 25, and the pictures I sent were from his college graduate. Okay, good. Woo! Woo! By the way, I think you're quite handsome, too. Oh, thank you. That is so sweet of you. As for me, I'm 47. Oh, my God, we're close to the same age, Lucy. I'm 46. How do you feel, girl? How do you feel about being 3 years away from 50? I'm sorry, I'm raising my chair. I'm having hydraulic issues with my chair. I'm probably going to have to buy a new chair. It just started today. But this was a cheap Amazon special that I bought like 3 years ago when we moved into this house. So I'll probably need to splurge and buy a nice chair. Let's get back to Lucy. She says, as for me, I'm 47. Yeah, I feel you. Like 46 here. And you live with your partner, Jennifer, in a suburb of Chicago. Cool, cool, cool. Very nice. And I've also been a longtime listener of Geeky Gay several years now. Well, thank you, Lucy. I'm adding you into the phone database. Let's see if I can do that right now while I'm recording, because then you don't even have to tell me who you are. You can just be like, hey, boy, what's up? I don't know why I'm saying that. but I can add you right now, because I didn't do that yesterday when I was recording. And if you call or text either any of my shows, well, just either Geeky Gay or The Gay Mix, but I'll now have your phone number. I mean, not your phone. I'll have your name. I'll have your name. Her number, everyone, is 555-55-5555. All right. So thank you again, Lucy. Love having you. Love chatting with you. And we do have another voicemail as well. And I believe it's from Australia, so let's just listen to that.
Adam, it's Scotty Aussie Butler.
Oh, hey, Scotty.
I'm calling you again.
I hear.
Mainly because I'm listening to Mix Minus or something and all your shows, and I'm driving the 4 hours to Harvey Bay to see my mom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the 4 hours to pick up your partner.
It's 7 p.m., so it's
from
dusk,
work.
So it's not really a good time to be driving, because kangaroos tend to come out now and jump on the road and hit cars. But anyway, I can't believe you're complaining about your job. You just had...
Oh, so you guys have... Was I complaining? I'm always complaining. First of all, I'm always complaining about my job. And there is nothing wrong. Well, let me put it this way. I am not complaining about my company. I am not complaining about my manager. I'm not complaining about my coworkers. I'm not complaining about... There is nothing that they could do at my work to make me enjoy my job more. Because what I'm complaining about is that it causes me mental pain and anguish. But there are people out there that are suited to what I do, and I am just not suited to what I'm doing at the moment emotionally. It is too much planning. It is too much having to make decisions all the time, and those decisions resting squarely upon your shoulders. It is too many people depending on what you say and the pressure of that. It is all of those things. I'm never going to be a CEO of a company unless it's like a one man company that I run, and I'm not, I have no aspirations. So anyway, let's go back to the voicemail. Maybe
10 days off over Christmas, and you didn't have to use any PTO days, whatever that means, because you just pretended you were at work and did your own stuff. That's great. And don't feel guilty, because what sort of dumb company doesn't give their employees any days off, except they give them unlimited, but you can't use unlimited because then you'll get sacked. Small caveat though, doesn't one of your managers listen to your show, so now they're going to hear that you did no work for 10 days and still got paid and didn't claim any PTO? Oops!
Well, no, one of my managers does not listen to the show. I doubt that person still listens to the show that listens, but if you are listening, person, hi. No, I wouldn't get in trouble. I just feel guilty because my entire team was off and I just didn't officially take it off. But my boss couldn't give a crap less about what days I take off. And so I wouldn't get in trouble. It's not about that. It's me, my personal integrity. No one even asked me. I mean, I've told people that, I meant to accomplish more during those, 8 days or whatever. I guess it was 6 days, because I did take off 2 days of each of those weeks. So I took off Christmas Day and the day after, and I took off Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So I did take those off officially, air quotes, but we don't even have a system anymore that we use to track time off for people in the technology space in my company. I can't speak to the other roles in my company. I don't know, but for technology, we don't even have any sort of tracking where we go in and enter our time off. It's just talk to your manager and say, hey, I need, a week off or what. And even talking to my manager is just sending an email or sending her an Outlook invite saying I'm going to be off. She doesn't even want us to request. If she has a problem with something, she'll let us know. Oh, hey, by the way, I saw that you're going to be off. We have a presentation to the CEO on that day. Can you work that day or something? But other than that, she doesn't care. There's no requesting. But yeah, I'm not complaining about, I just want to set the frame. It is that I do not like my job to the point that I have anxiety. That is the point. It is not like I said, they could not do anything. The role is fine if you enjoy that role, but it makes me so anxious all the time. That's why I'm taking like antidepressants now to try to help with my anxiety that I'm having at work every day. I don't remember what you said at the beginning of the call. I think you were, the whole call was talking about my work, right? I don't want to go back. Let me go back.
Adam, it's Scotty. Mainly because I'm listening to Mix Minus or Harvey Bay to see my mum. Be driving because kangaroos over Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You talked about kangaroos. So here, and I assume you guys have deer there, but I would assume that kangaroos are similar to deer where they will jump out in the street. They will get confused by the headlights and jump out in the street, and then you end up either getting hit by a kangaroo or hitting a kangaroo. I know, I feel like kangaroo are, or is it kangaroos or kangaroo? Anyway, I feel like kangaroo are very muscular. So I wonder if it's like a dolphin situation. I paid to swim with a dolphin, air quotes, one time, and they look so soft and they are slippery, but man, they are concrete hard with like muscle all over. So I wonder if it's, you know, that if it's that kind of situation. So I wonder if a kangaroo gets hit by a car, does it do more damage to the car? A lot of times if a deer gets hit by a car, well, it could be equal. But it's very easy to total your car hitting a deer. They might not make it either, but interesting. So yes, we have certain times of the year and certain times like dawn, dusk. That's when deer like to roam around, and you have to be careful. I've never hit one, knock on wood. All right, so just checking things off my list of things to do at work. Finished another thing last night. I did learn that there was a problem. I don't want to go into boring detail with you guys, but there was a little bit of an issue with the thing and delivery dates and stuff, and so I still got to do a little bit tonight. And then I've got one last major writing thing that I've got to do tomorrow. And if I don't finish tomorrow, I have to finish it up like Sunday night or over the weekend. So, and then I'll almost be home free for this planning session. So that's good. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.